to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and again, we're here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA. That's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. That's 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. And remember to download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. It's really great. The app does a lot of things when you download it. Now, at the touch of a button, you can have instant access to all the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops, and you even get the Florida Administrative Code. And as we like to say, this is going to come in handy during election season and during your annual meetings. You can certainly listen to all of our past Condo Craze shows instantly. You can go directly to our show's website and see who our sponsors are. Go directly to the law firm's website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. Instantly send us your questions and comments even while we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. Another one's coming up this week. You can also read our blog articles. Tomorrow's topic, are term limits the answer in your association elections? And it's now all in one new Condo Craze and HOA's app for your iPhone or your Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And, of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE on the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com. I see the phone lines are lighting up already, but before we start, I just want to thank everybody that came out to visit us at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in West Palm Beach earlier this week. Great turnout, lots of great questions from the audience, and the most flattering part, you know, we asked people to fill out evaluation forms after the seminar as to what the, you know, they thought about this three-hour-long seminar, and so many people said it was simply too short. You know, you think it's, you know, it's problematic for people to sit there for 3 hours, but they actually wanted more. So good for you, for all you guys that showed up. Many, many thanks. And when you think about it, certainly that's all the more reason why you should have to take a course to get certified and not sign that silly self-serving affidavit, right? I mean, kind of crazy. But all right, last week was, you know what? I'll tell you what. How about we go take some calls? Let's go to Catherine on line two. How are you, Catherine? Catherine, you there?
Hi.
How are you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty good. My question is, I see where you're talking about residents under 55. Our documents specifically say that there must be a resident, a occupant of 55 or more in any of the units before anybody under can be there.
Right.
Recently, the board, because they're ultimately responsible, have rented out one or two apartments to people in their 20s.
Uh-huh.
I cannot.
Giant mistake. Yeah, you know what? That is a great phone call. Catherine, where are you calling from, by the way? What city?
Lake Worth.
From Lake Worth. Okay, great phone call. And we're going to actually talk about this a little later on in the show.
It's she knew.
Absolutely. But the bottom line is, the same rules regarding rental restrictions apply to an association when they own a unit, when they foreclose, when they get back a unit, and they want to rent it out. The same rental rules apply to the association, just like they would apply to anybody else who owns a unit at the condominium. So if it's a 55 and over community, the association better make sure that the people that they're renting it out to comply with the documents and that at least one of those people are age 55 and over. You are 100% right on that. Okay, and if they don't do that, as you learn, as you're going to learn, if they don't do that, they may wind up losing the exemption as a 55 and over community, and they're going to be forced to take in children from now on. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Catherine, is hang in there, and we're going to talk lots more about this as the show goes on, okay?
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Sure thing, yes.
All the directors are supposed to either take the course and be certified or sign a document stating that they know what they're supposed to do.
That they've read their governing documents. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes. Can they be personally held responsible when they violate our documents?
No, unless what they do constitutes basically a violation of a criminal statute, or if they got an illegal kickback, or if they acted with the intent to harm somebody, the answer is no. Very, very tough to get personal liability against a director in a condo association.
Especially for something like that. They should take
the course is what they should do, okay? Thanks for the call, Catherine. How about we go to Robert and Davey?
Hi, thanks. Hi, how's it going?
How are you? I enjoy the show every week. Thank you so much.
I have two quick questions for you.
Sure.
This is a townhouse association, and the property line, like there's little islands, and I have a homeowner. I'm on the board, and we have a homeowner. There's a tree, and I know, like, in a regular house, sometimes, like, if the tree is going on someone else's property, you could cut the tree.
Would the
same kind of rules apply as far as, like, on an association?
That's
question one.
Most homes in Florida are zero lot lines, and the trees are actually on common element property. That's typically it. So in other words, let me tell you, you raised an interesting point, because I'll tell you what we've spoken about many times on the show. Developers in communities originally build them with oak trees, and oak trees wind up destroying the place.
Yeah.
We've had landscapers on here. So in HOA communities, especially what boards have been doing is, even without a vote of the community, ripping out the trees and putting in palm trees instead. Needless to say, if it was in your private home, it might be a different story, but here the board is making that decision for you.
Well, this actually is, they have like a little bit of land that's owned. It's fee simple, and they own the land that comes out past the driveway. The tree is in the middle of like an island.
Okay.
And the one owner refuses to do anything. The owner with, all the stuff is dripping on her car.
Yeah.
You know,
if your tree on your property is causing damage to something on my property, then it's your problem, and I'm going to wind up suing you for it.
Okay. Second question is, as far as board members go, can a renter be on a board, or does it have to strictly be a homeowner that owns the unit?
The answer to that question lies in the bylaws of your governing documents. A lot of times, condominiums especially, and I had this week in the office, as a matter of fact, where there was no provision in the governing documents that says you have to be an owner in order to be on the board of directors. So, yes, occasionally you'll find a set of documents that do not require that you're an owner. So oftentimes, what does that mean? You'll wind up, a lot of times, husband and wife, only one of them, the deed is in one of their names. So let's say that it's in the husband's name. The wife will be the one, winding up on the board, even though she's not technically an owner of the property. We've seen that many times.
Wow, very interesting. Right. That is interesting. All right, I'll have to check the box. Thanks for the information.
No problem.
The show.
Thank you so much. All right, how about we go to Wally? How are you, Wally?
I'm fine. Enjoy your show, Mr. Glazer.
Thank
and your
you.
Guests.
Where are you calling from, Wally? What city?
I'm calling Plantation.
Okay, how can we help you out?
Okay, I have a question about, can a manager and four board members force the community of 475 residents to change TV companies without a vote?
Okay, now it's funny because this certainly came up. You started your question, can the manager force... I know you also threw the board in there, but you started it out by saying, can the manager force the association to do something? Hey, Scott, can a manager force your association to do anything at all?
I don't know. Can I force you to do anything? I'm your employee.
Right. Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, Scott answered it right. The bottom line is, the manager is an employee of the association, period, or an independent contractor. The manager makes no decisions. The manager can advise. The manager can make recommendations as to what vendors you should use. But oftentimes, we hear this, I should say all the time, where boards come in and the board will say, but the manager said we have to use this attorney. The manager said we have to use this landscaping company. The manager said we have to use this cable company or landscaping company. It doesn't work that way. So you started out the question, Wally, by saying, can the manager force us? The manager can't force you to do anything. Okay?
Basically, Mr. Glazer, the manager that we have at our complex, he goes along and makes all the decisions for the board, and they approve it. Because some of the people on board really shouldn't even be on there.
Well,
we have That's the, he owns about 20 properties here. And apparently he, him and the manager are the only two consulted on this situation about changing of the cable company.
Well, if the cable contract is up and you want to go to a new cable company, again, the manager can make recommendations, but the bottom line is it's going to go to a vote of the entire board of directors as to who the new cable company is going to be. It's certainly not a decision of the president alone, and it certainly has nothing to do with the manager whatsoever.
Okay, but we have people in here that do not want to change. A lot of people do not want to change companies. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're trying to ram it down our throats.
Right. Well, again, you elect people to make those decisions for you. So if the contract's up and they believe that it's a good idea to switch cable companies, not much you can do about that. Okay? Thanks for the call, Wally. Let's do this.
Okay.
Phones are ringing off the hook. Great to see. Let's take our first break of the hour. Ron and Pat, we see you're on hold. Taking more of your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We're going to talk about 55 and over communities right when we get back.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mac, Mac & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mac, Mac & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, macinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mac, Mac & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. And send us a quick email.
All right. On that note, how about we go to Pat in Boynton Beach? Thanks for holding, Pat.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Question. My husband is a 100% disabled veteran. 4 years ago, we bought a garden style condominium. At the time we bought it, one of the reasons we did was because of the exterior plantings and the size of the patio. Anyway, a year ago, they took the plantings on the side but agreed to keep a couple. That didn't happen. This year, they wanted us to replace some dead ficus bushes, and we said, well, we want to replace the whole patio, so we're going to do it next year. We came back yesterday to find not only did they take the ficus bushes, they actually contracted the size of our patio, a footprint that's been there for 30 years. In the condo docs, it states that they are common elements, despite the fact patios continue to be put in without permits, I might add.
Right.
You know, this and now my husband is completely stressed out.
Wait, is this a condominium? This is a condominium, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're telling me they took a patio area and they made it smaller, right?
Correct.
And how did they do that? They made it smaller by doing what?
They took some of the pavers that there was the ficus bushes, and beyond the ficus were some pavers that went around it. And so they took the ficus bushes, they took the pavers, and then they grafted it all over while we were up north.
Okay, if it was just a matter of trees, I would tell you potentially no violation. But if you're telling me they actually removed pavers and extended, let's say, the dirt area, that, and they made that bigger and took away pavers, then yes, that could absolutely be considered what's called a material alteration to the common elements. And because it's a material alteration to the common elements, that would have required probably in your documents a 75% vote of the unit owners in order to accomplish that. Since they did not do that, apparently, then they're in violation of Florida Statute 718. Therefore, you have the option, if you would like, to file an arbitration petition against your association where you would say, guys, put it back just the way it was for the past 30 years because what you did was you made a material alteration without the necessary vote of the unit owners. If you want to talk more about that, because we got a Christmas tree of phone of other callers on the line, give us a call in the office tomorrow, 855 the number 4 Condo Craze, 855 the number 4 Condo Craze, okay? Thanks for the call, Pat. You got it, Pat. Thanks again. And how about we go to Ron? How are you, Ron? In Hollywood.
Hey, hey Eric. How are you doing? Hi, Sharon. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Ron.
How are you? How can we help you, Ron?
I got a couple questions. If we don't waive our reserves and we have no reserves, are we in trouble?
If you don't, good question.
And the port on the condo has not been bonded yet. And I'm also wondering.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. You got a lot of good questions today, Ron. So let's take them one at a time. First question is, you don't have a reserve account, but you know that they're not being properly waived each year. Yes, that will get you in trouble. That will get a lot any condominium in the state of Florida in trouble. If each year the board is required, and you're asking this question at a good time because boards are preparing their budget now. Each year the boards have to send out that budget showing fully funded reserves. And unless the unit owners are going to vote down fully funded reserves by having, let's say, no reserves or partially funded reserves, then those reserves have to get fully funded each year, like it or not. So you're telling me there's no proper vote, yet there's no money going into a reserve account? Yes, your association will get in trouble with the DBPR, absolutely.
And our people on the board have not been bonded yet either.
Well, they should have a policy in effect. They're okay as long as they have an insurance policy in effect that provides coverage, theft coverage, in case any one of them walks off with money. I understand. Occasionally, Scott, Karen, you ever hear cases where directors kind of walk away with some money?
A couple of times.
We have once, yeah, maybe. But Ron, we got you. Great questions today. We got a million people behind you, so we got to move on. But thanks for the call today, Ron.
All right.
Way to go. All right, how about we go to Lenny in Boynton? How are you, Lenny?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much. I enjoy your show. Listen to it.
Thank you so much.
All the time, every weekend.
Much appreciated.
Question for you.
Yeah.
We live in an HOA, and the annual budget came out, and it has under administration. It just lumps everything together. And at the board meetings, many people have asked about the salaries of the property manager and those who work in the office, and they're all yelling, it's proprietary information, we can't tell you.
I don't believe that one bit, Nick, because the statute is just a horrible statute. There's an exception as to what, generally speaking, unit owners can see any type of records, and there's an exception for, like, personnel records. It's designed, the exception to that should be for, let's say your employee gets a check, and on that check is the name and address of that employee. Certainly, you're not entitled to see that employee's address. You're not entitled to see their telephone number. You're not entitled to see their Social Security number, things of that nature. But the same statute goes on to say that you can't see anything that shows what they make. So, yes, absolutely, unquestionably, at least in my opinion, the statute, the exception should not swallow the general rule that says you're allowed to see everything. So you are absolutely entitled to know what the people that work in your community earn. No question about that.
I appreciate that.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lenny. All right, how about we go to Sam in Boca?
Hi, good afternoon, Eric. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can
I help? I'm a practicing manager here in Boca, and I have a real quick question for you. It's regards a leak between units, up floor, lower floor.
Yeah.
Leak from apartment 14A into 13A, pipe is in the common area.
Right.
Who's responsible for the repair?
Okay. So the pipe, we're talking generally now. The pipe is
correct.
In the wall between 13A and 14A. The pipe breaks. Okay?
Correct.
So in other words, it flows down from the 14th floor to the 13th floor. It caused damage?
Correct.
Okay. The association is going to be responsible for fixing that pipe because it's a common area pipe that runs between the walls. So they're going to have to fix the pipe, right?
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
And any drywall that gets ruined inside of the unit, right? Because the drywall is probably, and again, I'm generalizing without seeing your documents, but I'm telling you what it would be in 90% of the situations. The association would have to repair the drywall in the in the units that were damaged. Why? Because simply because they're common elements. Okay, those walls are probably common elements. Now, the more difficult question, Sam, is suppose that pipe caused extensive damage to the units. For example, you walk in and the furniture is now ruined, and the TV is ruined, and the expensive carpeting is ruined, or you know, whatever that may be. Is the board responsible for that? Is the association responsible for that? And the answer to that question is absolutely not.
Not.
Why?
It's a matter of negligence, correct.
Exactly.
I referred, the reason why it prompted me to make this call to you is because I referred this one particular member of the board to 718.111, where it says all the responsibilities, if it's original, and even if it was replaced, the lifetime, same quality, it's the
right
association responsibility, they right just weren't getting it.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so,
you're
so no
referring
what
to the insurance statute is what you're referring right to, correct?
Right.
Right.
Correct. Correct.
The bottom line is you answered it correctly. You started to, at least, when you said it boils down to negligence. A unit owner
correct
to recover for a broken pipe, like to the actual damages in their unit, other than the common elements, they have to prove negligence, that the board, you know, owed a duty to make sure that pipe didn't break, that they breached a duty, right, that the breach of it caused damages, and that's oftentimes difficult to prove. How are you going to show that the board knew or should have known that pipe was going to break? Oftentimes,
correct,
impossible.
Correct. This wasn't a question of that. The question was basically, you know, who's responsible for the patient of the unit owner, and you answered it.
You got it.
I just wanted to bring that up front. In case anybody else is listening, it's in that area. It's a common area where conduit's running, and it certainly is the association.
That probably one of the most common questions we get asked at the seminars as well.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time, Eric. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sam. All right, man, making us work today, guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We were going to get to the 55 and over story. We'll do that when we get back. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man, let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards, to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having something for everyone is not a new idea. Having something for everyone all on one radio station is. Welcome to 850 FTL.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Well, welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. Last week was all about whether or not community associations here in Florida can prevent Section 8 housing in our communities. And while the answer may have surprised some people, my answer was yes, you actually can prevent Section 8 housing as long as your governing documents allow for it and it's not done by way of a board rule. The unit owner should actually vote on it.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that and about the new ordinances in Broward and Miami-Dade that require boards to tell tenants or owners who they reject exactly why they were rejected within 15 days. I agree that if a community doesn't think you qualify to live in their community, you certainly have a right to know, but a little sketchy on some of the justifications people are using.
Right, exactly, and that was the whole purpose why the two commissions came out with that rule. You know, if somebody's not good enough for your community, you have to stand up. Now, you can't hide behind your governing documents. You have to tell them.
Well, obviously, it was done so that boards can't deny somebody based on their race or national origin and then hide behind a provision in their governing documents that say that they don't have to provide a reason for the rejection.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about that. And when Broward passed this law, I said right away, it's going to be popular, and other counties are going to do the same thing. And sure enough, Dade did just that. Dade followed suit. And you can rest assured others are going to follow it, too. I'm sure it's going to wind up in Palm Beach County as well. And today, however, it's time to move on to our 55 and over communities. We have some of them here in Florida, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, let's do this. Let's answer a question that stumped me last week. And an owner called in and said he wants to put in solar panels last week. And I promised him I'd get back to him. So I wanted to get back to him. Certainly didn't want to leave that hanging. But his HOA said, you can't do it. It's too ugly. And he wanted to know if there's any law that would allow him to put solar panels in anyway. And I knew there was something in either the condo or the HOA statute that mentioned it. And here's the bottom line. Believe it or not, the HOA statute makes no mention of this, but the condo statute does. Why don't you tell everybody what that condo statute says, Scott?
Well, it says, notwithstanding the provisions of this section or the governing documents of a condominium or a multi-condominium association, the Board of Administration may, without any requirement for approval of the unit owners, install upon or within the common elements or association property solar collectors, clotheslines, or other energy-efficient devices based on renewable resources for the benefit of the unit owners.
Yeah, so that's the statute. And again, it's only in the condo statute. So what do we learn? The HOA statute makes no mention of this. And it's funny because this actually came up in the governor debate the other day about the need in Florida to use solar energy. And here's a perfect example that the statutes don't even allow for it in HOA. So there was a very good question last week. And secondly, you know, in a condo, we learned that the board has the authority to install these solar collectors or even clotheslines without any vote of the community required. But it seems strange that perhaps HOA law needs a change here because we obviously want to encourage the use of solar energy, just like they were saying in the debate. But the condo statute and the HOA statute doesn't do much to actually encourage it.
They should have a green statute.
Right, exactly. But, okay, again, let's move on. So we're talking about 55 and over communities. And I remember as a kid when Century Village was being built here in Florida and Red Buttons was all over the TV in New York telling everybody why they need to retire to one of these fine adult communities that are being built in South Florida. And, of course, we're talking about 55 and over communities. So, Scott, tell us, what actually is a 55 and over community? We hear that mentioned all the time.
Well, very generally here, state and federal law prohibits an association from discriminating against families with children. Well, it prevents prevents anybody from doing that. But this simply means that a community cannot say that children under 18 are not allowed to live here. The exception to the rule is when the community provides housing for older persons. And this is what a 55 and over community is.
Now, can any community just call themselves a 55 and over community?
No, not so fast. There's a bunch of hoops that you have to jump through. So in a 55 and over community, your declaration of condominium or your declaration of covenants has to specifically state that at least one person age 55 or over must live in the unit or the home. And in order to qualify as a 55 and over community, at least 80% of the units or the homes have to be occupied by someone age 55 or older. Now, oftentimes there's confusion about that 80% number. The bottom line is that the 80% number, that's simply a threshold number that has to be maintained in order to be classified as a 55 and over community. It doesn't mean, for example, let's say the community is already at 95% of the units being occupied by someone age 55 and over. It does not mean that the association now has to allow a unit to be occupied by someone with children or someone who isn't age 55 or older. That's a common misconception among associations. The bottom line is you can be, once you're at 80%, that keeps you as a 55 and over community, but you can require 100% of the units in the community to be occupied by someone age 55 and over. But here's another thing the association has to do. Associations have to register with the Florida Commission on Human Relations by sending a letter to the commission to register as a facility for older persons. And the letter has to be on the letterhead of the facility or the community, and it has to be signed by the president of the facility or the community, and it has to be mailed to the commission, and a $20 fee is required. So if anybody's sitting with a pen, now's a good time to write this down. If you're a 55 and over community, again, you got to be registered with the Florida Commission on Human Relations, and their website is fchr.state.fl.us. Again, that's fchr.state.fl.us. You must register and send in that $20.
Now, do you have to be a certain age to buy a unit at the condo, or do you have to be 55 or over to even buy a unit?
This also a common misconception. Ownership of a unit in a 55 and over community is not the issue. It never is. The unit can be owned by anyone. Their age is absolutely irrelevant. The important thing is occupancy. An 18-year-old can own the unit, but the critical issue in a 55 and over community is occupancy. The association has to make sure that the unit is occupied by somebody 55 and over. And associations often make a mistake of rejecting buyers under the age of 55, and that's wrong. Someone under age 55 can own it as long as someone is going to occupy it age 55 and over.
Are there any other requirements for a 55 and over community? Is it possible that they can lose the right to be a 55 and over community?
Can you lose the right? Yes, yes,
very
yes.
Easily.
You can lose the. You can be a 55 over community 1 minute, and the next minute, no, you can lose that exemption. And one serious problem that 55 and over communities face is that you can lose your exemption to preclude children if at least once every 2 years the association doesn't take what's called reliable surveys to ensure that each of the units are occupied by at least one person age 55 or over. And when taking these surveys, the association can ask for copies of, let's say, birth certificates, driver's licenses, passports, or any other identification from which the age of the occupant can be determined. And this is crucial to actually do this. It's vital. And for all of you 55 and over communities listening out there, you better make sure your management company is actually taking these surveys every 2 years, because if they don't, they can lose their status as a 55 and over community. There's a federal case right here in the Southern District of Florida where the association couldn't prove they were taking these reliable surveys. Guess what? They were no longer a 55 and over community.
Oh, do you think that these 55 and over communities are going to remain as popular as they are and have always have been?
People stop getting older?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Unless you can figure out a way to prevent people from aging, I think Scott's right. You know, as we all know, really, the baby boomer generation has already started making their way south. And I think we're going to continue to see these communities being built to really accommodate the massive influx of expected retirees over the next decade or so. And, you know, it may not be a place for everybody, a 55 and over community. You know, some people don't mind hearing the cry of a baby or hearing kids playing ball in the street or even some kid playing the drums, you know, so in their apartment. But let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. And when we get back, let's hear what our blog readers think about 55 and over communities. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, elconelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 if your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro. We are taking your phone calls, talking about 55 and over communities. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, real quick, remember, a board member has to be certified within 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if they don't, they are removed from the board, and one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course. We're closing in on about 8,500 people. Wow. That we've now taught this to all across the state.
That's amazing. So where else will you be teaching?
Well, the Condo Craze van is going to be on the move this week. On Wednesday, October 22nd, at 9 o'clock in the morning, we get the honor of kicking off the LML Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa. We always have really such a nice turnout in Tampa. It's going to be great to see everybody then. And next month, on the 12th, we're going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning, the PM Expo event in St. Petersburg. So we get to see a lot of our fans of the show on the west coast of Florida over the next month. December 11th, back here in Fort Lauderdale at the South Florida Cooperator Expo. And the big news is our listeners in Central Florida want to meet us as well, Karen.
Yeah.
So we put together a fantastic expo at the Convention Center in Orlando on January 14th. We're going to do our board certification seminar, of course. We're going to follow it up by doing the radio show live in front of a studio audience. So again, can't meet to meet everybody in Orlando. There's going to be vendors from all over the state showing you products and services to benefit your community. There's going to be other educational courses, free food all day long. You know, we do it right when we put one of these together. Free parking for the first 500 cars. We're going to have a main stage. Karen's going to be interviewing people, answering community association questions all day long on the stage. The place is going to have a party atmosphere because we even hired a DJ.
It's going to be also simulcast here on our website at 850WFT.com.
Absolutely. We're going to do it live. It's going to be broadcast on the air here. And the idea is to really make this fun, truly something different, and it really should be a great event for everybody in Central Florida. You asked us to come there, and we're going to be there, but we're going to do it a little different, hopefully a little more fun and exciting than what you're used to. So if you want to see specifically about this event, go to expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. And we're even going to have more in store for 2015. And if you want to see, again, some of the other locations, and if you want to register, go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Click on the tab Register, and Brian will let you know that you are, in fact, registered. Okay. In the few minutes we got left, let's find out about what our listeners thought about the idea of a 55 and over community.
Well, here's
Karen?
A good one. Bevan Joe said, we have a home in 55 and over community, and have many children and grandchildren under the age of 55. We're not always here, and we allow them to visit and use the house while we're not here. Since we own and occupy the home, we want to let them use the house. Tell me the definition of occupy as it relates to a 55 and over community. Those who visit while that we are gone stay for 1 to 2 weeks. Please advise and comment, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say the first thing to look at is whether the declaration has any provisions in this regard, because many decks often have language that prevents the guests from occupying the unit in the absence of the unit owner, regardless of whether it's a 55 and over community. So the first thing you want to do is, again, see what your declaration says. And if the declaration is silent, if it's just a week or two, you know, I don't think that's going to cause the association to lose its exemption. If it's something more than that, yes, it's something that the association definitely has to be concerned about. All right, Madeline writes in and says, my father passed away, and I inherited the condo. Both my daughter, she's 28, and myself were verified by the board as residents. I go back and forth from New Jersey to Florida, and my daughter decided to live in the condo. It's a 55 and over community. She was just evicted because they said someone over 55 has to live with her. This is not reflected in our bylaws. Our bylaws state no one under 15 can live there. It's my understanding that 80% of the community needs to be 55 and older. The other 20%, according to what I have read, does not matter. Please, if someone can help, you know, I'd appreciate it.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it raises a few issues, I think, Eric. You know, we've represented a bunch of associations in the past that thought they were 55 and over communities, but they weren't, you know, simply because it was nowhere written in their documents. So that's the first problem. The second problem here is that Madeline fell for the trap we spoke about. She thinks that just because 80% of the units are already occupied by someone who's 55 or over, the association must now accept anyone. You know, the association still demand that, you know, someone must be over the age of 55 living in one of the units, if that's what the documents say. But the 15-year-old part really makes this sound a little strange, Eric.
Right, yeah,
I'm betting, not seeing the documents, obviously, that they're probably not written properly.
Exactly, right. There's still, you know, a lot of documents were written many, many years ago, before the Fair Housing Act was in effect, and it was possible at one time to just start a community and say no children, you know, nobody under the age of 15, for example, like in these documents that Madeline's talking about. That's have all been declared illegal as a result of the Fair Housing Act. So those provisions mean nothing anymore. The only thing you can do is, again, if you're a legitimate 55 and over community, you can prevent children under the age of 18 from living there. But none of this, you can't be a community that simply says nobody under 15. Those, again, that's been declared illegal.
Okay. Well, Brian said that as a realtor, I find this article both timely and informing. as I have to find an adult community for a customer of mine. The more I learn about condos, the less I realize I know, and I've sold condos for nearly 20 years, held a CAM license, served on boards, etc., and have accompanied many purchasers to screenings where boards were only concerned with the age of the purchaser. As for Red Buttons, did he ever get that dinner?
You remember that from the Dean Martin roast where he would get up there and says, and he would make fun of somebody and say, but he got a dinner and I never got a dinner. Red Buttons never got that dinner. So the answer is, Brian, no. From what I understand, he still did not get that dinner. But, you know, Brian's comment raises that point again. Boards often incorrectly focus on the age of the buyer when the truth is the age of the buyer, again, that's not the determining factor. The age of the occupant is the determining factor, not the age of the buyer. All right, Scott, tell us what Laura said.
Well, 55 plus is the best thing we did for our community. Too many young people were into drugs. Going 55 plus, you know, because, you know, people over 55 don't do drugs, right? Traded in cop cars for ambulances, arrests, for deaths, but at least the community is quiet.
Yeah, you know, you would think, you know, again, it's not for everybody, but there's some humor in that statement. You know, you go to Century Village here in Pembroke Pines, and you have gyms and workout rooms that rival like any Olympic stadium. It's really amazing. Nobody's using them, of course, but you know, hypothetically, if some 90-year-old guy suddenly gets the urge to climb a rope or row a boat, believe me, those types of facilities exist for them. And but it's good because the rooms also have built-in defibrillators. But all right, on that note, we got about a minute to go, guys. Who are the Dolphins playing today?
Bears.
The Dolphins are playing the Bears. What's their record, Scott? I don't even know.
The Dolphins or the Bears?
The Dolphins.
They're 2-3.
2-3. Okay, so I'll go with a Dolphins victory today. I guess it's about time.
The Bears are actually projected to win by 3 points.
Really? Yeah, it doesn't look like my Jets are going too far this year. That's for sure. 1-6.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, okay, there's always next year, as we say in Jetland, and there's always next week in Condo Craze and HOA land. So thanks for tuning in to yet another week of Condo Craze and HOAs, everybody. We'll see you same time next week. Everybody, be well. Take care.